Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast, the best podcast in the history of the world. This is because we put all the crazy information that you're hearing and we put it all together and you can kind of understand what is happening. Well, what is happening? You need to go to theawakener.ca to find out. Theawakener.ca is your best resource for you to understand everything that is happening and why it's happening. Specifically, there's a hidden war covertly happening for control of this planet and various things that have happened in world history in the past 50, 60 years, and obviously current events all relate to this. Now, if you go back on my show about 6 years ago, we told you that JFK was obviously murdered. And we speculated as who did it. And I told you that my belief system or my belief structure was that the Russians killed JFK. Well, the files were released, obviously, by President Trump. And a lot of people, to be honest with you, are not going to believe them. It doesn't really matter at this point what the government tells you happened. Nobody's going to believe it. But interestingly enough, how on those documents, clearly, Oswald was meeting a Soviet agent who was in charge of wet operations. Now, when I say wet operations, I'm not referring to your mom. Ding, 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 ding. No, I'm actually referring to someone who commits assassinations. Now, this is really interesting because he had gone to Mexico, I guess, a few weeks before, meeting with Soviet agents, and he committed this act. And why would the Russians ever kill JFK? Well, if you look at what was happening in America at this time, lots of things that were kind of relating to this. So JFK was obviously a pro-American president. So number one reason. Number two reason, in the Bay of Pigs fiasco, where obviously the Russians put their nuclear weapons, I speculated and told you that my belief was is that the Russians had a very small competitive advantage at this point, specifically when it came to obviously military technology in outer space. So they felt that their weapons, their nuclear weapons, were a little bit more powerful. They had more of them. They had better space technology. And they felt that they were in a prime opportunity to kind of get close to the USA and start a covert war. Now, they freaked out at JFK for one reason and one reason only. JFK kind of exposed them to the general public by doing his kind of dance and having this kind of standoff under a military blockade. The entire world knew the Russians were lying and were acting kind of devious at this time. And it wasn't in their best interest to kind of do this because the general public was not feeling positive toward them whatsoever. So in the end of all this, did JFK get killed over it? Now, I don't think so. I don't think this was the issue. I think JFK actually got killed because he always talked about his hatred toward the Israeli nuclear program. And obviously, if you understand anything about the Israeli nuclear program started under JFK's presidency. And I believe that he was involved in it and didn't do anything to stop it. And this is obviously interesting because the Middle Eastern nations all tried to take out Israel since its inception, way back in the day, and they've continually started to do that. And obviously, Israel getting nuclear weapons was a prime thing to happen to stop the Middle East, the rest of the Islamic nations, from taking it out. Now, how does this relate today whatsoever? Well, if you go back and you look at some of these files, interesting on them, JFK Jr. was talking about how Biden was a traitor and knew about this for a long period of time. Now, does Biden work for the Russian mafia? We told you that he did. And we can kind of see, and you can kind of see by these files, that they politicians or presidents in America are blackmailed. And Bill Clinton, obviously, in his connection with the Epsteins, you can't accomplish enough on your agenda to kind of do what you want to do in 8 years period of time. So why on earth would JFK Jr. call Biden a traitor, and then JFK Jr. was killed? And then specifically, who took his seat in New York? It was Hillary Clinton. Why was Hillary Clinton thrust into politics? Was she always blackmailed? Was she supposed to be the second kind of president that they had complete control over to pin this agenda on? Remember, Bill Clinton was the first. And what happened under Bill Clinton? Well, you had the start of Iran's nuclear program, covertly. You had North Korea's nuclear program. And what else? You had possibly the planning of 9/11, which is another interesting thing, because obviously as soon as Bush took office, what happened just a few months later, 9/11, which really kind of messed up Bush's presidency. So all these things are all intertwined. Now, we're going to find out exactly how they work later on. It's kind of the evidence points a certain way. But remember, if you go back on our show, and you about 6 years ago, you'll find that we told you that the Russians killed JFK. That's all for now. Go to theawakener.ca.